The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hoop Ballers! Welcome back to another episode and another edition of Today in Sports Betting. I'm your host, Devin Ellington. We're at DALE007 on Twitter. And this is a hoop-ball.com presentation. As always, go check out the new premium content over there on the site. Check out the free content. It's abundant. And then join the family any which way, you know, with the fantasy basketball advice, with the wager pass, with the DFS pass, Hoopball 360. You know, we got some really awesome content that you should be taking advantage of either way. And this podcast is one of those. So welcome. And today's show is going to be awesome. I've got a really awesome guest here today that I'm excited to have on and to pick the brain of. I've beaten it down a couple times, but we know that I love my Big 12 and I kind of live in the heart of America. So love the Midwest stuff and I love the Big 12. So today's show is going to be geared again towards that. Before I unravel all that, need to talk about manscaped.com. Go over there, use the promo code HOOPBALL20. That's HOOPBALL20. Get free shipping and then 20% off of all those new products that they're churning out. Got the Weed Whacker, Lawnmower 3.0, both with great battery life, lithium battery on the Weed Whacker to get the nostril hairs and the ear hairs and all the stuff that you don't want to tug. Use promo code HOOPBALL20 over on manscaped.com. You're going to get that free shipping, like I said, 20% off on some great products. Get your lawn mowed. All right. Well, I kind of don't want to keep doing all the drawn out stuff anymore. So I'm going to go ahead and get the guest in today. It's someone's work that I appreciate, the affiliate he's with, the platform that he's under or, you know, with. It just, I honestly don't think there's anything like it if you need Big 12 content. So that's where they stuck out for me was with the podcast and then the work that, I'm spilling all the beans. All right, never mind. So today we got Derek Duke at Derek Duke 25 on Twitter. He's located out in Castroville, Texas. Like I said, HeartlandCollegeSports.com covers the Big 12 for at Heartland_CS. Derek, thanks again, man. And sorry for the long-winded intro. I'm just excited.
Oh, no worries, man. I appreciate you having me on the show. And I always appreciate anybody that, you know, enjoys what we do as far as, you know, Heartland College Sports and covering the Big 12. And that's what we're here for, to, you know, provide everybody great Big 12 content. And, you know, the people we get to meet and talk to that appreciate our work, it's always unbelievable. We always get great feedback from everybody who reads or listens or whatever. So we do greatly appreciate all of our readers and listeners.
Yeah. And, you know, just to be a little more selfish here and talk about myself, I became really familiar with you guys with my time in Kansas City. You know, I've lived all up and down the Midwest and, you know, I was looking for some really great off-season college football, you know, curators. And you guys were the ones that popped up for me a couple years ago. And that's how I got real popularized and familiarized with you. So yeah, thank you for that. Like you said, top-notch Big 12 content. It's hard to really nail down a niche and then do it at an elite level. So I commend you guys for that 100%.
Oh, for sure. Thank you. We really do appreciate that. You know, we do it for out of the love of the Big 12. You know, this thing didn't start off nearly what it is today. But years ago, you know, Pete had a vision of this thing, you know, just trying to steadily grow it, but, you know, finding that small niche community really that who really loves the Big 12. And it's kind of like, no matter what, you know, team you root for or whatever, you kind of are always looking around the conference and there really wasn't that coverage of the Big 12 that he necessarily felt that was, you know, great out there. And so he started his own website and it, you know, it really took off. And really made it what it is today. But like I said, you know, it's always the without readers or listeners, you know, websites and podcasts aren't a whole lot. I mean, obviously, it's always great to have podcasts and content, but when you have people really supporting it and backing it, that's always a great feeling.
Well, yeah, I'm sure you and Pete, you know, alike understand the grinds and the aspects of it that it takes to not only just do content, but do it at a high level and make sure that you're putting your best stuff out there. And, you know, so I had a couple of questions for you. You know, we've talked a lot about the Heartland thing, but, you know, before that, you know, obviously there wasn't always Heartland for you, or maybe there was, I don't know. That's why I'm asking these questions. So, you know, when did you first take root in the belief that you were going to cover the Big 12, you know, solely as a conference or, you know, out of your true passion?
Well, I started back in the 2016 season for Pete. At that time, I think Pete said the website was maybe, I don't know, maybe a year or two old at that time, but it was very small. He had a ton of help back then with writers, but I don't think he necessarily found his group that he was maybe looking for and ready to continuously move on with. In 2016, I kind of just really dabbled in it. I was kind of maybe writing a preview a week here and there. We kind of did a game of the week. And then from there, it really just snowballed. 2017 got a little bit more involved with the website, and then 2018, 2019, now we're in 2020 and 2021 now. So it's kind of really just had a snowball effect as far as content goes. But I really started back in 2016, and I'm not really sure who was reading back then. I could probably count on my fingers how many people were reading my previews back then. But that was really my first season with Heartland. But Pete, I think, started it either back in 2014 or 2015. And that was really kind of, you know, like I mentioned earlier, he didn't feel like there was great coverage of the conference, and he wanted to provide that because of his passion for the Big 12. And I feel like I had the same passion as him, and I really enjoy what I do. And if you enjoy something that you do, you're never really working, if that kind of makes sense. So I really do like writing for Heartland. Sometimes I hop on the podcast and whatnot, but Pete's got that thing running like a hot stove. So credit all to him, but I do what I can to help out.
Yeah, I'm going to steal a phrase from a couple of our Australian Aussie contributors, and they say that it's going off like a frog in a sock. So that's what you guys are doing. Maybe, I mean, probably two socks, to be honest. So just to piggyback your answer for, and, you know, your retort on that first question into my second question and use it as a segue, you know, you spoke on your experience so far and the timeline of your experience with Heartland Sports. So, you know, it's like you were reading my mind, but what has your experience with Heartland Sports been like so far? I mean, it sounds like you've enjoyed it thoroughly. And then also, what is it you enjoy most about curating content for a Big 12 specific platform?
I think the question or answer for me is a little bit connected due to, obviously, you know, mentioned Pete Mundo, who owns and operates Heartland College Sports. He's been great for me. He's the guy that gave me my first shot at actually writing for a website. Like I said, back then, it probably really wasn't much. Like I said, I could probably count on my fingers how many people were probably reading our work daily, but he's the one that gave me my first shot. And, you know, he's kind of helped mold my writing style. You know, everybody on our staff has a different kind of style. He always talks about my style being more of a sit down in a bar and have a beer kind of style, you know, kind of just shooting the, you know what, talking sports. And that's how I always, you know, enjoyed myself, is definitely, you know, a kind of a sports bar kind of conversation. I really do enjoy that, but he's helped me, you know, kind of mold myself in a different, you know, I guess you would say shapes and forms of writing, you know, from, you know, storylines, different angles that you can take, all those types of things. But I think the main thing why I enjoy really what I do, number one, obviously, is the love I have for the conference of the Big 12. I mean, for me, it's all about football. For some people, it may be basketball, baseball, whatever it may be. But I really do appreciate watching all these different football games that we have every week. And, you know, obviously great teams help that conference, obviously, and help your love for the sport. But, you know, good or bad, I always love to watch football no matter what. I think that's the main thing for me. But I think it starts and ends kind of with Pete, my relationship with Pete. I don't know how many people, when you have a boss, you're really able to speak to. Obviously, if you're in a huge company, how often are you really going to speak to the owner? It's more that small niche community. We have a very small staff, and we have a great staff at that. So for me, I get to have daily interactions with Pete. I get to have my input, my say, and he values that. And it's not often in a company that you have the owner of the company value really what employees say a whole lot of times. So, and the best thing about it is, you know, he lets us kind of do really whatever we want. I mean, if I want to write about this, I get to write about this. If I want to write about that, I get to write about that. So I think really just the creative, there is really no limit to the creativeness with a website. And I think that's what I enjoy so much. I mean, sure, obviously there are baseline topics you got to cover, but there's some times where, you know, if I have an idea and I want to write about it, he's all for it. So I think to me, that's the best part about what I do is the freedom of writing that I get to do.
That does sound joyous. And honestly, and again, you know, this is Derek Duke with Heartland College Sports, but, you know, we keep referencing Pete and Pete Mundo and, you know, a lot of people, you know, cause you and I, you know, we're pretty big 12 junkies. You know, I've got, you know, there's some listeners I know of and interact with that are in Canada, and, you know, there's some that are not in the Big 12 country or the heartland. So we need to, I think, you know, talk a little more about Pete, I guess, you know, and we've talked about him being the founder of Heartland Sports and such, but one thing that I really appreciated about Mr. Mundo was the fact that he's not just thriving and pumping his heart and belief in the heartland, but he's also on AM radio, like bright and early. I think it's like 6 or 7 in the morning, like every weekday, if I remember right. And I'm an AM radio junkie as well. So that, you know, I came across Pete there, heard about Heartland, you know, through his broadcasts. So again, it's another small love of mine, and that's AM radio, something I would eventually love to dabble in, or, you know, maybe have a small AM radio station myself. So I appreciated his work there, and then also as a Big 12 aficionado. So great work from both of you guys, that's for sure.
Oh, we do greatly appreciate it. And you mentioned Pete, and, you know, I don't know if he's really said this story much, but he's a guy that's really grinded probably a lot more than I have or a lot of other guys in our staff have. I mean, I remember his days, you know, he told me he started out in Woodward, Oklahoma. I can't remember the radio affiliate. I do apologize. But, you know, he started in, you know, small town Oklahoma radio. And then when I first met him, I believe he was with, you know, Sports Illustrated and CBS Sports doing radio up in New York City.
Yeah.
And now he's got his gig in Kansas City. So all seems to be doing well for him. And just really happy for him. You know, maybe wish he could have went to Dallas or something like that. But Kansas City, great spot. Obviously, the Big 12 basketball tournament conference championship is always there every year. So it's he's really centralized. And I think it's a really great fit for him there in Kansas City.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a, you know, perfect landing spot as far as that's concerned in the Big 12 tournament every year being there. And so I wanted to, speaking of the Big 12 tournament, you know, there's been tons and tons and tons of phenomenal matchups or games or upsets or incredible runs in that tournament. I want to talk about some specific Big 12 memories that maybe you've got, that maybe you've written about or covered, that you really, you know, just appreciated the event of happening. And, you know, for me, like I said, I'm a huge Giddy fan of the Big 12. Growing up in Oklahoma, we didn't have professional teams, so it was college sports and a lot of football for me. So I'm just going to throw a random one out there. Javorski Lane, when he was playing for Texas A&M, I really appreciated him being a big-bodied running back, and that's how I kind of became a little bit more familiar with, you know, like Jerome Bettis and some of the bigger guys in the NFL at that time.
Oh, for sure. It's pretty crazy you mentioned that name. That's a real true throwback, especially when it comes to A&M. I actually got to meet Jaworski when I was a younger boy. Went to an A&M, I think it was a spring game or something like that years ago. But anyways, we had a connection with one of our coaches who had a connection with Coach Fran back in the day. And at that time, Coach Franchione was at A&M. So I actually got to meet him, and he was a very large human being. It was almost like I would call it a lineman running the football. But, yeah, I mean, there's definitely – I feel like everybody has those players that they remember, and it may not necessarily be from their favorite team, obviously. If you're maybe a Texas fan, you think about Colt McCoy or Vince Young, or if you're Oklahoma, you think about, you know, guys previously like Baker, Kyler, maybe a Jason White. Adrian Peterson. So we all have those Big 12 players that are kind of nostalgic for everybody. Probably for me, I would probably say, you know, Ndamukong Suh's up there. Vince Young, yeah. Obviously. Adrian Peterson, who I just mentioned. We've had some great quarterbacks at Oklahoma over the past couple of years with Baker and Kyler winning the Heisman most recently. So there's been some very high profile names that we've seen over the conference over the years. I'm probably missing some. Brandon Whedon, Justin Blackman, maybe one of the best receivers in college sports history. So there's plenty of names, especially on the offensive side of the football and when it comes to the Big 12. And I think everybody, like I said, has their favorite players, but there's just really so many. I think it'd really be hard for me to pick just maybe one player out of that group.
Yeah, you know, it'd be dang near impossible. So I'm not going to even attempt to task you with that. You know I wouldn't be able to do it myself. You know, good call on Ndamukong Suh. A lot of people forget, you know, Nebraska, you know, not too long ago, they were in the Big 12. So, you know, I grew up an Oklahoma State fan. Sounds like you're a Sooners fan, I believe. You know, I love Bedlam. Bedlam's one of the most fun single-handed, you know, just sporting events that I partake in viewership, you know, on a yearly basis. Some of the players that you guys have had, I absolutely adore them. You know, I know he didn't get a lot of love, but we forget what Trevor Knight did in 2016. And then prior to him, a lot of folks just really don't know who this guy is. And the only reason I do is because I lived in Oklahoma. But Rhett Bomar, I loved Rhett Bomar. He was short-lived, obviously, but he was exciting.
Yeah, I don't really remember much of the Rhett Bomar days. And I guess I should tell everybody that I don't really have, I guess you would say, a Big 12 team. I try to stay as unbiased as I can. I think maybe very few people that probably know me could probably tell my favorite Big 12 team. I try not to ever give it away if I can. But yeah, I mean, Rhett, now we're talking what, early 2000s. So it's really before the run of the SEC, as I can think of. And I think the SEC reign started, if I want to say, in 06.
When Saban came back to Bama.
Yeah, and with Urban coming to Florida. So yeah. Those were some of the better days. Obviously, Oklahoma had some great teams back then. The only problem is, if I remember correctly, was they ran smack dab in the middle of the USC years. I can remember that Orange Bowl game.
Well, it was 45 to some. Oh, it was a whopping.
It was definitely ugly, and it took a heroic performance by Vince Young to really knock that USC dynasty really to its knees, and they've really never recovered since then. But then again, Texas really hasn't recovered much since then either.
Right. Yeah. You know, 2012, I believe it was, 2011, maybe, losing to Bama in that national title game. Being their most recent appearance, but man, that Rose Bowl game, I remember watching that. You know, I want to say I was in middle school, and it just kept going, and it kept coming down to, you know, each one of those last little plays, and then Vince Young, you know, scampers onto the right side towards the right pylon in the corner of the end zone for the, you know, the victory. So that was a very, very good, exciting game. And yeah, like you said, bringing the USC Trojan dynasty to its proverbial knees. So as far as, you know, players, you know, historically speaking, they're just, there's an abundance of them in the Big 12. And there's been some really phenomenal teams as of late, you know, specifically with OU having some of those teams they put together. And, you know, you touched on it because I kind of threw it out there. The fact of, you know, the unbiasedness, you know, the team colorless glasses, you know, I think is how you put it in your Twitter bio. And that's another thing that is very, very awesome about Heartland and y'all, in my opinion, is the fact that you take this core, you know, this group of teams that you're covering very specifically for your niche and your market. But each week and each year and each month, you know, you're still remaining, you know, even though you may become more excited about a team in the off season, or you might just really start falling in love for a team. You know, you guys do a really good job at making sure to compartmentalize that, you know, if that makes sense.
Well, for sure. I think we only have one guy on staff, and he'll tell you right up front that he is an Oklahoma State fan, and that's our own, very own Dave Beal Oklahoma. Yeah. So he does a great job of covering anything Oklahoma State for us. He's always in the know-how with anything that comes out of Stillwater. So he does a really great job for us. But, yeah, I mean, all of us really try to kind of wear the same hat, and I think everybody talks about wearing different types of hats for different types of teams. But I think for me, I think I try to wear the same hat all the time. And I try to tell you how I think I feel, no matter necessarily the team or the player behind my explanation. So, for instance, you know, if I think Kansas is bad, I'm going to tell you straight up Kansas is bad. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything for you. I'm just going to kind of tell you how I feel. And I'm going to try to be as honest with you as possible, whether it's through my writing or, you know, if I tweet something. It's kind of just what I'm thinking at the moment. Obviously, you can be wrong with how you feel with things. I've certainly experienced that over the years, feeling one way or thinking this about a team, and then something completely different happens. But that's expected. You got to own up to your mistakes. But I try to just tell you how it is, and I think that's what people appreciate the most. Now, with that said, I have gotten called probably everything in the book from – probably I think outside of Kansas, that's probably the only team I have not been called a homer for, or the Kansas Jayhawks, but for obvious reasons, because they haven't won much on the football field in a long, long time.
Yeah. Todd Reesing, guys, if that name rings a bell. Yeah, they have not done anything in a very long time. And like you said, yeah, Kansas is bad. Don't let anyone fool you, y'all. Just because Les Miles came there, you know, that's a bad place to be right now to go play football. But, you know, there's been kind of like a change in the Big 12. And I think some more change is probably going to happen here in the next couple of years. Some coaches on their way out. One being Mike Gundy. I think Mike Gundy's only got a couple years left on the Oklahoma State shelf life. Is this something that, you know, within Heartland Sports that you guys throw around as far as, you know, what coaches may or may not be in the landscape of the upcoming Big 12 conference, you know, model, you know, the picture?
Well, yeah, obviously coaching kind of comes and goes. We've seen quite a few coaching changes over the years, for better or for worse in that case. But Mike Gundy's been one of the few coaches that have been at Oklahoma State for a long time. He's been in the conference since we've been covering the conference, you know, along with guys like, you know, Gary Patterson, obviously, is one I can think of off the top of my head. Other than that, I think everybody's pretty much changed. Bill Snyder was in the conference for a very long time, but you mentioned Mike Gundy. I think there's a very mixed opinion on Gundy. And to me, it's kind of like that saying, is the grass greener on the other side? Because we know what Mike Gundy does over the last, 8 to 10 years. I think he's got a top 10 program in terms of winning percentage. Now recruiting, obviously it's not up to par necessarily what it should be given the success they've had on the football field. And I think that's why it really upsets a lot of fans, because they feel like they should be competing more. And they're one of the few teams in the Big 12 over the last few years that have not competed or played in the conference title game. And I think that's been another, I guess, kind of blemish on Mike Gundy's resume there. So it really just depends how you feel. Are you willing to take a risk for maybe a higher profile coach or a coach that can maybe take you to the next level? Or are you satisfied of what the Cowboys are right now? Kind of that upper tier Big 12, but are you afraid that if Mike Gundy leaves, are you going to start sliding towards the bottom? So I think it comes to kind of a risk slash reward kind of thing. And depending on what side of the fence you're on about that is probably how you feel about Mike Gundy. At this point, I'm a little bit more reserved about him. I feel like he should probably stay there for a couple more years until I think there's some things that's going to have to happen with them. Obviously, I can get into more detail about the Oklahoma State, you know, their team specifically and their quarterback situation with Spencer Sanders. If they get better quarterback play this past season, there's no doubt in my mind they're playing for a Big 12 title. Now, whether they win a Big 12 title this past year, I'm not sure if they would have or not. But I think it really starts with the quarterback for him. And since Mason Rudolph left, they really haven't found that guy that's been that steady rock for them. And when they find that, I think they'll continue to get better. Obviously, Jim Knowles, their defensive coordinator there, has done a tremendous job of turning around things on the defensive side of the football. They've got that side of the figured out, but it's just the offense that needs some more tweaking. But like I said, the overall consensus on Gundy's kind of out there. You're either on one side of the fence or the other. I'm probably more in the middle of that conversation.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Yeah, you know, this just plain model of consistency, I would say, for the Big 12. Obviously, we've had a lot of turnover within the conference. After the Baylor thing, you know, Art Briles left. He had been at Baylor for a few good years. And then, you know, obviously you mentioned Gary Patterson, Mack Brown being out of the conference for what? I mean, 5 years now, man. Bob Stoops suddenly retiring. That was, you know, kind of crazy. But nonetheless, the coaching, like you said, it comes in and out. And the job that Knowles has done on the defensive side of that Oklahoma State team, you talked about it, but I just wanted to second it a little more. He's had some really good success, you know, out with Duke. And then, you know, he kind of brought that ACC style of linebacking play here to the Big 12. I think that's where the success has kind of come from in that system that he brought over. But, you know, I like the coaching hire that Kansas State made here in the last offseason, getting a, you know, North Dakota State coach. It's a little exciting, kind of a parallel move for the Big 12, you know, atmosphere of who they are, kind of smaller, big schools. So I really like that fit with that coach. And, you know, it's exciting. You mentioned the quarterback decision. Do you think that the quarterback for Oklahoma State's on the roster that they need, or are you using that as a reference to the inefficiencies or deficiencies of Mike Gundy as a recruiter?
I wouldn't necessarily say it's a deficiency of recruiting. I think Spencer was a very high four-star coming in there out of Denton Ryan, if I remember correctly, a few years ago. He was redshirted behind Cornelius in, I think, the 18th season. Obviously, some fans wanted to see him, obviously, because that time, I believe, they were like 7-6 that year. So there could definitely be an argument made that maybe Sanders should have gotten his feet underneath him during that year, that kind of rebuilding bridge year. But, you know, with Gundy, I think some of the quarterback issues kind of do fall on his hands, because in the grand scheme of things, he really does have say and control over that offense. I think some of the things they did schematically didn't necessarily fit Spencer Sanders' game. Obviously, they were trying to run some two tight end sets with them, and that's really not what Spencer does well. I think what they did in that bowl game against Miami in the Cheez-It Bowl was kind of a bit more his forte, so to speak. They really kind of opened things up in the offense and kind of let Spencer control the tempo of that game. I think that was probably the most comfortable I've seen him since his first start back against Oregon State in the 2019 season. But I think it kind of does fall at the feet of Mike Gundy. I'm not going to say that's going to define Mike's career or anything like that, or going to be his downfall, because I think the trajectory for Spencer Sanders is still very high for me at this point. But obviously, we'll see what happens moving forward.
Yeah, there's a lot of exciting pieces around the Big 12 moving forward, be it, you know, new faces within coaching staffs or incoming recruits. Obviously, we can talk about Spencer Rattler's second season coming up. But, you know, I want to see who takes over in, you know, Austin. The Kansas State quarterback situation this year was a little weird. I think Daigie has another year left in West Virginia, if I'm not mistaken. Texas Tech's, you know, blend of 4.5 quarterbacks, it seemed like, that they cycled in this year. You know, I love that Bowman kid. He has to stay healthy. He's a big-bodied guy with a strong arm, thinks he can take all the hits, and sometimes it hurts a lot more. So, but, well, you know, as we wrap the show up here and head towards, you know, the outer parts of the show here, Derek, I wanted to make sure that, you know, I extend the platform back out to you to, you know, plug and plug and plug away for Heartland and whatever else, you know, it is you are working on. I know you're a busy guy. And, you know, again, I told you I'd say it a couple of times, but thanks again so much for coming on for this, you know, curation of content. It is an honor of mine. You know, like I said, I'm a big fan and intaker of, you know, your content as well as Heartland. So, thanks again, man. And yeah, let's hear some more about where we can find you for the listeners.
You can find me on Twitter at DerekDuke25. Obviously, writing everything for Heartland in terms of football. We have a great staff on hand. Obviously, we've mentioned Pete Mundo a few times, the owner and operator. If you're a Big 12 basketball fan, I highly recommend you follow Matthew Postens. That's at Postens Postcard. I would dare you to find anybody better on the planet that does Big 12 basketball coverage than him. He is, you know, eat, breathe, and sleep Big 12 basketball. He does a great job for us. You know, he's even been, I think the last few years they've been up to Kansas City for the Big 12 tournament. We'll see what happens this year with the Big 12 tournament, if we have one. But he was at the last one, I believe, that got called for COVID, and that was kind of really the last time we really saw Big 12 sports for the year until we got the football season. But just wanted to plug him as well. He does a great job for us. I just mentioned, obviously, Heartland College Sports. You're really your go-to for all things Big 12 in terms of football, basketball, baseball. We try to do what we can to cover it all. And like I said, we greatly appreciate any readers or listeners we have. We've seen quite a growth spurt over the years, and we want to continue to build that and grow that. Obviously, the more we can grow that, the more kind of content and coverage we can have for you guys. So it is truly greatly appreciated whenever we get feedback. And most of the feedback we get is always great. So that's always a plus. So we do thank everybody. And man, thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it. And anytime you need anything, just give me a holler, man.
Well, hey, man, I appreciate that. And yeah, like I said, big fan of y'all's, and I can concur to the rest of the staff that you referenced to that Big 12 basketball content. Oh man, like you said, second to none. You know, and then y'all are a growing family. We're a growing family here. So make sure that you leave the criticisms and stuff the way you need to. And like you said, y'all are getting feedbacks. And what we like to do here and say on the show is, if you're going to leave a one-star review, you better tell us why. You know, we make sure to turn the heat right back on them. And, you know, and all good fun, though. But again, you know, it was Derek Duke from Heartland College Sports joining me today on the show. Huge favor cashed in today, and I appreciate it. And at Derek Duke 25, and that's D-E-R-E-K, Duke 25 on Twitter. That's where you'll be able to find him. And then, of course, you'll find me at D-A-L-E-007 on Twitter, at Hoopball Gaming. Is where you'll find the show and everything as well. Go over to hoop-ball.com, check that premium stuff out. Make sure to get your analysis and such for all your needs, gambling, DFS, fantasy basketball. And then, you know, keep tuned. We'll be back. Be back very shortly with more guests, more great content, more analysts, more breakdowns, more ways to win money. So don't forget those promo codes, and don't forget to be safe. I'm sending you all of my good vibes and all of my good energies. And we're going to roll on out of here, all right? Again, thank you, Derek. I appreciate you, bud.
Thanks for having me on.
Take care, everyone.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.